It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Welcome. Good morning. This is Lincoln County Connections. Every Thursday at 9, we talk about news events. We talk to people and partners like my sister's place, Jamie Irwin. She's their outreach coordinator. And glad to have you on the program today.
Thanks. Good morning.
I know, we're getting warmed up here. And in just a moment, we'll talk about some events and talk about the service My Sister's Place provides in Lincoln County. But before we get started, I do want to draw your attention to what's new in the latest news. Lincoln County's homepage, we've got some events, got some information I think that's important for the community to know. And one of those things is a county surplus sale. It's an annual sale that's happening at the fairgrounds this weekend. Lots of different items that have gone into surplus and now are going to be offered to the public. That'll be a two-day event. Things like desks and chairs and shelving systems and lots of sundry items. So if you're out garage sailing or you're interested in checking out and having a look at what those items look like, we have some pictures and a media release on Lincoln County's homepage. So that's this Saturday and Sunday, the 14th and 15th at the Lincoln County Fairgrounds. Also coming up later this month on the 28th, Get Ready Lincoln County. It's a National Preparedness Month, and so we're having an emergency readiness fair at the Armory in Newport. Everybody's invited to come. The first 100 families will receive Red Cross emergency kits for free. Also, there's a free barbecue lunch. Lots of different agencies are going to be presenting information on disaster preparation. So really going to be a good time, and we've got more information there for you about that event that's coming up September 28th, 11 to 2. It's a readiness fair. Also, flu season on the way. You can get ready now for that and find out those clinic dates. We've got the whole list there for you. Now, the first one isn't until October 1st at Chinook Winds Casino Senior Fair, but then there's one at Newport Intermediate School, also in Walport and in Yahats and Toledo. So those clinics will be moving around throughout the community. Generally, the price is $35 for adults, $25 for children, but no one will be turned away because of ability to pay. So please be aware of that as well. And that's kind of my news for you. One last item will be that we are looking for a at-large member to our Solid Waste Advisory Committee. If you're interested in issues of recycling and solid waste and how that affects our county and a chance to work with the haulers, also work with staff from the county, this is your opportunity to participate if that's something that interests you. So that information, that application, and details are on Lincoln County's homepage. So without further ado, let's welcome Jamie Irwin, Outreach Coordinator for My Sister's Place. Good morning.
Good morning.
Are we finally getting up to speed today?
We're ready.
I know. It just keeps going, and I think having you on the program frequently is a good thing, Jamie, because talking about domestic violence and its effect on our community is something that we should continue to create awareness about.
Absolutely.
So as you are in the position of outreach coordinator, generally what kind of things do you do?
So I try to work with all of our community partners, which include law enforcement, hospitals, DA's office, doctor's offices, everyone that you could really think of, to make sure that they have all of our information that's needed, because you never know when a survivor or victim is going to come in and give you information regarding maybe their personal story and that they may need help. And so having our business cards and brochures in all the different community outreach programs, like I said, from doctor's offices to law enforcement, is really key to this, keeping this program going.
You know, one of the things that you were doing last Friday was presenting to the Newport Chamber about an event coming up, and I know we'll talk more in detail about it, but just give us a plug up front. What should people know about your annual event?
We are doing our first annual golf tournament on October 5th at Chinook Winds. You can register online through our website, www.mysistersplace.us. There's only 100 player spots, so get registered. It'll be Saturday, October 5th. Register at 8 a.m., tee off at 9. Lunch to follow with the silent auction and raffle as well.
Okay. So that's an event coming up. We'll talk more about it in just a moment. Jamie Irwin, she is outreach coordinator for My Sister's Place. More about sexual violence, domestic violence, dating abuse, coming up in just a moment. Stay with us. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections, Thursdays at 9 here on your Quinnebay Communications. We're very thankful for the opportunity to talk to you. And Jamie Irwin, My Sister's Place, she is with us today. We're talking about the services that My Sister's Place provide. Coming up later, we'll talk to you about a golf tournament and a way that you can participate and support My Sister's Place. Jamie, we had Rob Ovett in at the Board of Commissioners meeting yesterday, and he was talking about Wellbriety Month, and I'm just assuming, you know, the Hands Across the Bridge event is something maybe you or other staffers, you know, might participate in. And even though that has to do with, you know, mental health and drug and alcohol abuse, I noticed in some of the comments that he made is these things seem to be kind of connected. And I wanted to ask you, with what you've seen so far, how much the addictions paradigm plays into some of the violence challenges that we have in the community.
Well, I think a lot of it goes hand in hand. I think that to stop one, you have to stop another and get a control on another and so forth and so on. And I've really tried to leave our doors open and make good connections with the different community programs and partners that we have in Lincoln County. We've worked a lot with the CARE program out in Siletz, and try to just help make sure that our doors are always open, and so that if we do have somebody that comes in with domestic violence, that we can call somebody up and at mental health and say, hey, we really need your help, or call a victim's advocate at the DA's office, that kind of stuff, to really try and get them the help that they need all around, not just in domestic violence or substance abuse.
And as far as some of these partners you have, can you talk a little bit about the Siletz CARE program and what they do and how useful they are for your mission?
So the CARE program, I believe, is a great program out in Siletz that does, basically they have the same mission as My Sister's Place, but they are directed, geared towards the Siletz tribe. And so they do a lot of cultural awareness. And so they're really good at doing the culture out in Siletz, and we're good at doing the Newport, Lincoln County, but they don't turn anybody away. And so it's good for them. I know that Siletz Indians can receive a lot more services through them than maybe we can provide, and vice versa with them. And so it's really good to have them. They've been a good community partner of ours for sure.
You know, the CARE program definitely has that outreach component, that education component. That's sort of your role as well, but let's be clear about the difference. CARE program does not provide a safe haven like My Sister's Place does.
No, sir, it does not.
Can you kind of walk through that process for us? If a person finds themselves in a domestic violence situation, talk about if we were, you know, reaching out to somebody right now who may feel that they need the services of My Sister's Place, how are they identifying that this is something for them?
So first off, they would need to talk to an advocate, a trained advocate, to help them identify that specific problem and whether or not it is abuse and sexual assault or domestic violence. So, and then there's a real short, if they do believe that they need shelter, there is a really short intake form. We don't ask a whole lot of questions. We just need to get them to that safe place, and then it can all be resolved after the fact once we know that they're safe.
And can I ask you something right there, Jamie? It begins with a conversation to identify what's happening.
Right. They need to call 541-994-5959, which is our 24-hour crisis line for My Sister's Place. They can call and talk to an advocate at any time, and then the advocate can just ask a few simple questions regarding if they need shelter or a safe place to stay, or just if they feel that maybe they aren't aware if it is abuse and they want to ask some questions. That's the best thing to do, is call and talk to an advocate right away.
Now, you're not an advocate.
I'm not an advocate.
Okay. And I imagine there's some special training. I mean, this is kind of a very dynamic situation, this conversation.
Absolutely.
I imagine there's some special training that goes with your advocates to really know what to do.
Always continuing education. Always continuing education. They do a training every year that's been done over in Sun River for advocates. And then Zita Lee Botello, who is our program coordinator, along with Karen Shores, our director, Tracy Cummings, and she's over at the DHS office. We have a really good partner with them. And then our two advocates, Jay Stiley, our shelter manager, and Della up in Lincoln City, they do a lot with continuing education all the time. They're actually up in Tillamook this week doing continuing education and all kinds of trainings. There's all kinds of webinars online that we can do right from our office. And so it's really good to be aware and know what's going on at all times.
And maybe describe for us before the break, what are your advocates like? These have to be some special people.
Absolutely. Zaida Lee Botello, who's been with the office for, I believe, 13 or so years now, is very good at defining and seeing people for who they truly are. And so she's very good at discerning the difference and helping people and knowing exactly what they need. And so I feel very comfortable sending people right directly to her or Karen Shores, our director. They've both been there, like I said, at least 13 years. They've done all kinds of continuing education, along with Della, who's been there for a while, and she's helping doing a support group.
Mm-hmm.
So she's really good at helping people and talking to them. And you really just need ears for listening more than anything, because a lot of times people just need to pour their heart out to you, and maybe they don't need an answer right away. They just need somebody to talk to or vent to, and so you really need good ears for listening.
We're talking to Jamie Irwin. She is the outreach coordinator, My Sister's Place. Stay with us. We'll be back after this quick break. Thanks for joining Lincoln County Connections here on Yaquina Bay Communications. Please be reminded as well, you can stream this at ybcradio.com. It's also archived as a podcast, so you can listen at a later date. Also at Lincoln County website, we also archive all of the radio programs that take place here on Yaquina Bay Communications. Jamie Irwin, she is the outreach coordinator for My Sister's Place. Jamie, we sort of were walking people through a process. Maybe they feel like they are in a domestic violence situation, a household. They call an outreach, or I'm sorry, they call an advocate at My Sister's Place. Now, at some point, some people will find safe haven with My Sister's Place. What's the next step then? They talk to an advocate, you know, and they need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do?
So the next step would be getting orders in place, whether that's a restraining order or if they need to make a police report and get a no-contact order, place that person arrested. That kind of thing would be the next step. And then getting them to shelter and just getting them comfortable with, a lot of times women and men come with nothing. They have no clothing. They have no food. They have no money. They don't have anything. And so we try to keep clothing, all kinds of shower stuff, things like that, hygiene on hand, and so they can brush their teeth and they can brush their hair and get a clean set of clothes on after taking a shower and really just try and feel refreshed.
I guess at some point, somebody who, you know, receives services from My Sister's Place, are you saying, I mean, really, they're going to find themselves interfacing with victims' assistance at the county district attorney? I mean, the two are really, it sounds like, integrated, because
yes,
if you're taking somebody into My Sister's Place, you know, you've clearly pretty much shown that they really are going through a bad situation,
right?
And they need, you know, the support.
Whether or not they choose to make a police report and make it criminal is up to them.
So that is up to them.
Yep.
But it's not necessarily that they have to. Okay.
Nope, it does not go hand in hand.
Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yep.
That, you know, they don't necessarily need to go to the through the legal system at that time.
Nope. We are totally confidential.
Okay.
So they can come to us and just need a safe place to stay to get away from that abuser. We give them shelter. We provide what they need. And then it is up to them to make this further steps.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But that victim's assistance component, too, is a good component for them to
absolutely
really help see, can they get a restraining order?
Right.
You know, are all the
ducks in a row for them to get one? Absolutely.
I know, from doing a restraining order training video for law enforcement with victims assistant recently, there are a lot of stipulations.
There are
a lot of ands and ors, and it's kind of complicated.
Specifics, for sure, for sure.
Jamie, so, okay, the next step is meeting with your team.
Right.
And then getting to a safe place.
Yep. And we have... we have components from the county to individuals who, that if we need to, if they cannot find a ride to the shelter, they for some reason cannot get there, we do have either bus fare that we can give them, or if push comes to shove, we can get them there with a car, with a vehicle. Transportation, we do have volunteers we can contact and other people to say, hey, we need to get this person out of this situation and to the shelter as soon as possible. And then once they're there, like I said, you can get them a fresh shower, brush your teeth, brush your hair, good night's sleep, and then there's always tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Jamie, maybe let's talk about what you've seen so far and what's the state of our county in regard to domestic violence, and I mean, are you guys overwhelmed? Does it ebb and flow at my sister's place?
It does. It seems like when the phone rings, all the lines ring. You know, people know that when somebody's calling, it's their turn to call as well. There's days where, luckily, I always say if it's a slow day at our office, it's a good day.
Yeah.
You know, for us, it is. And so there's days, luckily, where we don't have any activity, which is really actually nice, and it gives you a good feeling. But then you also think, you know, is that really information as to it's not happening, or people just aren't talking about it?
Yeah.
You know, because you never know what happens behind closed doors. And so until somebody's really ready, you can't push somebody to do something they don't want to do.
Yeah.
So we'll get parents that call and say, you know, well, my 18 or 19-year-old child is, we think, in a domestic violence relationship. And we say, okay, well, you know, here's our 24-hour crisis line, and you can give that to them. And if they feel the need to call us, our doors are always open for them to do so.
That service you provide of helping to identify with behaviors or situations that nobody should be in. I mean, that's something you do.
Right, right. And so we always tell somebody, Zaida has said to me more than once, that you don't ever say, we don't do victim blaming. That was, you know, done. And they didn't want to come forward or talk about it because they were always made to feel as though it was their fault.
Yeah.
You know, because they were wearing too provocative of a clothing, or they were walking in that place that time of night, or for whatever reason, they were always blamed. And so one of the first things that our advocates tell them is, you know, okay, what happened next? Is there anything else you want to tell me? Not, okay, well, what were you doing? But more, you know, what were they doing?
Yeah. What were the actions perpetrated against you?
Right.
Jamie, have you had a chance to meet with other similar organizations yet?
I got to meet some really good organizations, the Raphael House in Portland, mm-hmm. and a couple other ones around Oregon when we went to Sun River for our Oregon Domestic Violence Coalition training. And so that was really awesome to meet with some other agencies and hear about the rural communities around Oregon that really don't have adequate law enforcement. They don't have adequate shelters. So I have to say we're pretty lucky in that case in our county. We have good law enforcement. We have a shelter. We have a couple different advocacy domestic violence programs. You know, we are pretty fortunate.
Well, it's been great to have you on the program. Let's just recap contact information for My Sister's Place.
My Sister's Place crisis line is 541-994-5959. Our office line is 541-574-9424. Don't forget about our golf tournament on October 5th at Chinook Winds.
And is Chinook Winds then the primary sponsor? You got other partners that are helping you out?
We are. Chinook Winds is our award meal sponsor. Moe's is helping us out, and we have a lot of golf cart sponsors. From Grove Veterinary to Ralph Nelson Construction in Lincoln City to Gallucci's is donating things. We have a lot of good people coming together to work with us.
That's great. And when do we need to get signed up by?
You can sign up until the day of, but we only have 100 player spots. So you can go online to our website, www.mysistersplace.us, and register online.
Thanks, Jamie. And thanks for listening to us today.